The Gemara in Tumen asks, look it up. Interesting collection of pieces over there. But one of the Gemaras is Estema Atera Minayim. From where do we see Esther in the Torah? Shenemar Vanoichi Haster Aster Panei Beimahu. I will hide my face on that day. And Haster Aster sounds like Esther, so there's a remez in the Torah to Esther. What's the Gemara about? What does it mean to say? First of all, why are we looking for a remez? Why should there be a remez to Esther? The Gemara doesn't look for a remez in the Torah to all the important things that happen in the future of Klal Yisrael. Rambam min Atera Minayin, Trump min Atera Minayin. It doesn't say. You can have fun with that one. But maybe next week. But there's no such Gemara. Why does the Gemara look for a remez in the Torah to Esther? And what is the remez? It's like a rhyme, an alliteration. Look, it says Haster, Aster. Those words sound just like Esther. So is a remez to Esther. The Gemara asks, what's the deeper level of what's going on in these Gemaras? In this, so there's an interesting Truvas HaRashba. He was asked about that which it says, there's a Maimar Chazal that's even brought down in the Rambam, that Kol Amay Adem Asidim Li Batel Chutz Ben Apurim Shenemar Vimei Apurim Eila Lai Yavru Mutecha Yehudim Mezichim Lai Yosef Mizaram, that the days of Purim will never disappear. So they asked the Rashba, what does that mean? All the other Yom Tovim are going to disappear? I thought the Torah is never supposed to change. The Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, these Yom Tovim are going to disappear? When are they going to disappear? So, if the Rashba wrote, it doesn't mean that the Torah is going to change and that the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur is going to go off. It means that there are going to be asidimli batel, means that there will be times that Yidden can't keep those Yom Tovim. There are going to be times that the Goyim are going to say, if we catch you blowing Shofar, you're going to be Chayav Misa, and the Yidden aren't going to be able to blow Shofar. And fasting on Yom Kippur, and all these other things. Those Yom Tovim are exceedingly batel, meaning it's possible for the Goyim to be mevatel them. Okay, that's a very satisfying pshat in what it means. Kol Ma'adim Asimli Batel. Here we were bothered. What do you mean, Kol Ma'adim Asimli Batel? Chutz Bipurim. How can any of the Adim become Batel? It doesn't mean that it didn't their Batel. It means the Malchus will be Mevatel them. But now I don't understand the second half of the Gemara. So what's the Chutz Bipurim? The same way, I mean, in the Soviet Union, you couldn't blow a shofar. You also couldn't lay in a Megillah. So why is this? Why would this not apply to Purim? So I heard once an explanation. The Tshuvas HaRashba, coming back first to that Gemara and Chulin, the Gemara asked, what does the Gemara and Chulin really mean to say? And the Gemara said that the idea of that Gemara and Chulin is that it's not that we need to find a makor in the Torah for every event in history, every significant event or significant personality, but Esther introduced a new kind of hashkacha in the Torah, a new kind of Hashkachas Hashem. In most of the Torah, the way the Torah describes how HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us, it's a very open kind of taking care of us. That when we do the mitzvahs, then Hashem makes nisim and saves us from our enemies and makes everything good. And when we do aveiros, Hashem drives us out of Eretz Yisrael and there'll be a famine. And the way the Torah seems to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha over Klal Yisrael, and we read stories in the Torah about Mitzrayim, about Amalek, V'hayikasha Yoram Moshe's Yadav V'gavar Yisrael V'chashay Niyach Yadav V'gavar Amalek, open Nisim. When they came into Eretz Canaan and Yeshua fought wars against the Canaanim, so the first war in Yericho, open Nisim. That's the kind of Hashkacha that we're most familiar with in the Torah Shebichtav. That because Baruch Hu says, don't worry, I'm going to take care of everything. You guys Don't worry about it. This is going to be supernatural, miraculous. I'll take care of it. But where do we see that even when there's nothing supernatural and nothing miraculous and nothing overt that's showing us the Yad Hashem, from where do we see that that's also a Yad Hashem? That the Yad Hashem is controlling from behind the scenes? And that's a chiddush that needs to occur in the Torah. That's the Yesod in Yiddishkeit. That's not just a personality that happened once. That's what the Purim story is, right? The Purim story is a series of events that are all just internal politics in our crazy royal palace. That, you know, a royal palace that was being run by some very impulsive and I guess, you know, kind of meshuggah person. And first he did one kind of an impulsive thing, then he, right, with Vashti and sending out letters to all of the houses in the land about who's the boss of the house. And then he did another impulsive thing with promoting Haman, and then another impulsive thing with giving Haman the rights over all the Jews, and then another impulsive thing with Karvaina, allowing him to hang Haman, and the Jews should be defended. And it's all just, you know, the newspapers talking about how the crazy guy in the palace did this, and the crazy guy in the palace did that, and at the end of the day, the Jews were safe. There was some time in between, there were some months that they were really worried, because the political circumstances had brought the terrible sakana to them. And then the political circumstances changed, who's up, who's down, in politics changed, and then they were saved. And there's nothing overtly miraculous over there. There's really nothing in the story that you can't, with a little bit of imagination, imagine happening nowadays, and being reported just the way it is in the Megillas Esther. Right, without any mention of the Shem Hashem, right? That's why there's no mention of the Shem Hashem in the Megillas Esther. The word Megillah is, Mem Gimel Lamed Hey. It also spells Megala. That what the Megillah does is it reveals, meaning, because each of these headlines on the day that they came out wasn't anything that would cause somebody to think about how there's a Rabbeinu Shalom running the world. But the story happened over the course of 14 years. And the author of the Megillah, by pulling together headlines from certain key days over those 14 years, allows the reader to see a pattern which reveals the Yad Hashem. And of course, the better the reader, the more he sees. The Gra points out, right at the beginning of the Megillah, on the second pasuk of the Megillah, right? Vayhi bimei Ahasuerus, says, Vayhi, ביום ההם כשבס המלך אחשוורוש על כיסא מלכוסי אשר בשושן הבירה. So the girl says, what is this pasuk? What's this pasuk coming to tell us? That when he was sitting al kiseh malchusoi asher b'shushan habira. So he says there are stories, there are midrashim that tell how Achashverosh, he really wanted the kisei of Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech had an extraordinary kisei, and Achashverosh wanted that kisei. He was not able to move it. He wasn't able to transport it from Yerushalayim. Nebuchadnezzar, already before him, wasn't able to move from Yerushalayim. The kisei of Shlomo HaMelech was immovable. So he said, okay, I'll make a new one. He sent artists down there, artisans, to get a good, you know, an accurate rendition of just what it looked like. And then he hired the best artisans and provided them with the best supplies to make him a replica of Shlomo HaMelech's kisei. I don't know if it was that's where the artists lived or that's where the supplies were available. This work was done in Shushan. And when it was done, this one was also not movable, just like the original wasn't movable. So, now Achashverosh didn't live in Shushan. Achashverosh, the capital of his malchus, was in Babel. Right? He was taking over a monarchy that was held by Daryavesh, by Evel Merudach, by Nebuchadnezzar. All of them were in Babel. Elam, which is in Babel. Shushan, which is, I don't know how many miles further to the east, but one is in Iraq, one is in Iran. It's considerably further east, but it was all part of the same Malchus. And Achashverosh had to change his capital. He had to change the capital of his Malchus in order to be able to use this Kisei. And he changed it to the very place where there happened to be a Mordechai who lived. He was in Shushan HaBira all along. If Achashverosh and his capital would have still been in Elam Asher B'Bavel, then he would have made the gzeirah against the Jews, and Mordechai wouldn't have been there, and Mordechai's family, which included Esther, wouldn't have been there, and there wouldn't have been anything to save the Jews. Why did they get saved? Because Achashverosh decided to move his capital from Bavel, where he and all of his predecessors were, to Shushan, which is where Mordechai and Esther lived. Why? Because there was a kisei there. That's what it says in the second passage of the Megillah. That Kishavis Amalach HaKashverosh al kisei Malchushai Asher B'Shushan HaBira. That he was in this kisei, which was in Shushan, so that's why he was in Shushan, and that's why the whole story happened in Shushan, where Mordechai and Esther were. So this, the Gemara says, this is an example of, if you read very deeply in the Megillah, you see that in each pasuk, it's a collection of, now again, at that point also, if you were there and you were reading, the daily, Persian Gazette, you'd see that the king decided to move his capital. Okay, what does that have to do with us? That's not something that we would have seen as being good for the Jews or bad for the Jews. Hashem involved, what Hashem? Hashem, sent us into Galus. We're on our own now. And we read in the newspaper that the king is changing his capital from here to there. But the Megillah, by pulling all these things together and starting at point A and ending, some years, 14 years later, at point B, with the Jews having entered into danger and coming out of danger and being saved, we see that Hashem is taking care of us even in a Hester Parnim.
Yeah, well, Hashem could have made a different way to save the Jews, even if Ahasuerus
stayed in Babel. Right, he could have made a different way, and that way might have been equally hard for us to notice. This is the way that he did make. So we see that these events were being orchestrated by his plan of how to save us. And so the Gemara says that when the Gemara asks Esther Menatayr Minayin, what it means to say that the story of Megillas Esther, which is that there's a hashkacha even and there's a shmirah of Klal Yisrael even in a time of Hester Panim. Where do you see that? And the Gemara says, because look, the pasuk that talks about the Hester Panim uses words that sound like Esther. So that you should see that the story of Esther, which was a nes of Hashem saving Kaisal, that's what Hester Panim is. The Torah talks about Nochi Hester Aster Panim Yamahu, I'll hide my face, but it's a hiding that produces Esther. Meaning the story of meaning that even when Hashem is hidden, it just means you have to look a little bit more deeply, but Hashem is still there, Hashem is still taking care of us. That's why the Gemara needs to find a Makar, and that's what the Gemara means, that this is the Makar. It's the Makar to the idea that even B'Shas Hester Panim, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is still taking care of us. And so, the Pshat and the Rashba, maybe. I heard this Pshat once from one of my Rebbeim, Matis Roberts, Mashkiach and Shara Torah. He wanted to say that what it means when the Gemara says, the Gemara says, or Chazal say, that call me Adam Asim Libatel Chutz Mi Purim. And the Rashba says, it doesn't mean Asim Libatel because the Torah can never change. It means that the Goyim can take it away. So what's Chutz Mi Purim? Why can't the Goyim take this away? So of course, the Goyim can make a Gezerah, and they have made this Gezerah, that you can't land the Megillah, and in such a time that you can't land the Megillah. But what's the underlying ruach of the day of Purim is that even when Hashem seems hidden, He's still here. That's the message that we are supposed to get out of Purim. That even when Hashem seems hidden, He's still here. So at a time when the Goyim are making gezeiros against us, it only amplifies that message. It makes us feel that message more personally. Yidden that are living under oppressive conditions will identify with the Yontif of Purim even more with the other Yom Tovim. Sukkah, Pesach, about the Nisim Gluyim, Yidden that are living under a Malchus or a Shah that doesn't allow them to do the mitzvahs, are going to feel very, very distant from Yom Tovim like Pesach, like Sukkot, like Hanukkah. But a Yontif of Purim is really going to resonate with those Yidden. That even when things seem so bleak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still there with us, so the bleaker they seem, the more people feel like Purim has a shayichus to me. So that's why Chazal is saying that Purim they can never take away from us. Because even with such gezeiros will only make us feel closer to Purim, not more distant. That's why Kol Ma'adam Asim Libad B'chutzman Purim. So, just to end off, that, you know, we live in a time of Hester Panim, and we often, you know, we daven, we situations arise that are frightening in one way or another, and we're mispalel. You know, I don't know if you know the joke of somebody who has a really important appointment. Okay, let's say you have an interview, a job interview in the city, and you were foolish enough to take your car. Okay, and you're supposed to be there at 2 o'clock, and you arrive, you came early, you arrive at 1:45, 15 minutes early for your interview, but of course there's no parking, so you start, you know, circling, but still no parking, you're going around and around, and it's 10 to 2, and it's 5 to 2, and, you know, you start doubting Hashem, please, you know, oh, you know, send me a parking spot, bring me a parking spot, and you're going around the block again, and there's nothing there, it's parked solid, the whole thing. And I'll do anything for you. I have to get to this. But if I come in late, I'm like, what's going to look like? Just send me a parking lot. Please send me a parking lot at 2:59. The car that's becoming, you know, you turn onto the block again, and the car that's parked right in front of the front door, you see the lights go on, and he pulls out of the spot right as you arrive, and you just in the same bush, I'll do anything. Oh, never mind, I found one. Now, you know, we, of course, you know, we're mispalel to Hashem with various kinds of tzarais or sakanais or frightening situations. And what are we, you know, we're hoping that Hashem will help us, but what are we hoping will happen? Thunder and lightning and smoke and fire, you know, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come and say, it's me, I'm here. That's not likely to happen in this tekufa, right? That's, you know, it's a time of Hester Panim. We hope when there are headlines in the newspaper that concern us, we hope that there'll be other headlines in the newspaper that, you know, alleviate that danger. So when that happens, is it, oh, never mind, I found one. When, right, that's what we have to take away from Purim, that if Be'ezus Hashem, we you know, our fears don't get realized and the dangers that we're worried about get alleviated, that's because we're taking care of us. That's the Esther and the Hester. So the, you know, we hope that, obviously, you know, now there's no shortage of things in the news here in Eretz Yisrael, globally, no shortage of things in the news that could get people concerned. And we could be mispalel, and we should be mispalel, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take care of us. And if we reassess in a month, or in 2 months, or in 6 months, or in 12 months, about where are we holding vis-a-vis the worries that we had 12 months ago, and if they didn't pan out, so it doesn't mean that, oh, you know, we were worried, but really there was nothing to worry about. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us, that our tefillahs were answered, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us, we have to... So Purim is a time that we have to be mechazik ourselves and that to remember that point.